All right, people, we are rolling on. This is another episode of the Daily Drip. Woo! Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I'm feeling strong on this third day.
We're 10 days in.
It's now. 10 days, but like 3 days solid, going charity to charity to charity.
That's right.
I feel good about it.
That's right. Yeah. So for those of you who are listening, today's charity is going to be the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwind, Washington, located in Olympia.
Hello.
I am Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is...
Jerrica Ferguson, also with Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and I handle marketing and development for our team and volunteers.
Don't try to match my intense radio voice.
I can try if I want to.
I don't want you to.
Well...
I want you to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. So tell me a little bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about them. So Big Brothers, Big Sisters is essentially about mentoring, right? It's about taking kids who may be in at-risk situations, latchkey kids, kids who don't have much, and actually matching them up with adults, bigs, and the kids are the littles.
Mm-hmm.
I love that term,
me too.
Bigs and littles. And these kids are typically facing adversity. And what Big Brothers, Big Sisters does is they match them up with adult volunteers who professionally support one-on-one mentoring relationships. And they try to produce sort of measurable, transformative impact on these youth, mentors and other folks in the community. So it's a really cool organization. It's been around for a long time. Yep. Many people probably have heard of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But I can tell you that I think the idea of mentorship is a really big deal.
I think it's so important. I mean, when you grew up, did you have a mentor?
I did. So that was one of the things I kind of want to talk about is the idea of like the impact that that a mentor has on you, mm-hmm. right? I think a lot of times when kids are growing up or you're a kid, every kid goes through like a crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's either manufactured or not all that big, but for the kid, it's the center of the universe,
right?
Right, and what they need a lot of times is someone to be able to be there to lead them through these crises.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be really a big deal, like mm-hmm. a kid doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother, or is a foster kid, or parent has to work, or parent has a drug problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think it happens a lot, too, that the kid just may not feel like they're being heard. And looking from the outside, you can judge that child and say, look at how great their life is,
right.
And put these things on them. But they may have an issue of communication, and having a mentor of someone outside the home can be helpful,
right.
whether it's therapist, counselor, or even, this mentorship through Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Very big deal for these adults. Very commendable that these mm-hmm. adults take time out of their day to mentor essentially kids who aren't theirs.
Yeah.
Right? They're not biologically connected to these kids, and they actually still mentor them. I have a difficult enough time mentoring my own biological children,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's very difficult to do. It's a lot of work, and you try to bestow a sense of like, these are the lessons I learned through mm-hmm. failings. These are the lessons I learned through victories. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to do. For me growing up, I would say probably my father, because I was fortunate enough and lucky enough and blessed enough to be in a house that had a mother and a father growing up. My mother and father are still together to this day. And I would say probably my biggest mentor growing up was probably my father, not just through his words, because he was always a really supportive person and he always really was there for me when I was down, but through his actions as well. I saw the way he treated my mother, and it was like this idea of like, this is how men treat women,
mm-hmm.
right? I saw the way he interacted with individuals, especially those who he ended up meeting at his work. He was a corrections officer.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we'd run into somebody who was in a facility that he was a corrections officer in.
Right.
And I saw the way they interacted with him and how much respect they had for him, because he never mistreated them and he mm-hmm. always treated them with respect. And I always thought that was amazing.
Right.
So I would probably say my dad growing up was my biggest mentor. I would say probably professionally, there are two mentors that I've had growing up. The female mentor I actually had growing into my current professional life is actually my current boss, which was Stephanie Horn.
Yeah.
Stephanie was a very big influence on the way I lead today.
Yeah.
And then the other one was actually recently departed Deputy Secretary of State Greg Lane, another person who I watched lead and thought did a really good job. How about you?
Well, great plug for your boss. I understand why you said it.
Thank you.
Yep. Shout out to
Stephanie. She's not going to listen anyway, but
she's
hey.
She's not. If you know Stephanie Horn, you're listening, please, you know, email her.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Actually, for me, I would say, I mean, I think my parents are always my number one supporter. But I truly have to say, when I'm thinking about for childhood, is coaches.
Yeah.
I played soccer all the way through college. And one of my biggest things that I, my lessons learned was the interaction of a coach to a group of kids and trying to get them to all function on the same level.
Right.
You see patience.
Yep.
You see, you know, the support of saying you can do it.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
You're not giving up on you.
Right.
I'm not getting frustrated with you, even though I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
They hit it very well. But the coaches that I had, particularly two, Rhonda and this gentleman, Dean, who is our high school coach,
yeah.
those two specifically gave me two just different views of coaching that I actually used when I started coaching kids as well.
Yeah.
It's just this support that I could see that sometimes kids just don't get with their parents. And
that's
so it was just, no, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it.
Even
you just you can
like
just
that.
Push. It's a, and it's encouragement. And I just feel like there's times where even today in my life, I don't get that. And my current mentor, actually, shout out to, again, our office, is the state librarian, Cindy Hayden. She's amazing. And just meeting with her and just whether it's talking about, you know, a young professional's development.
That's
it's just really inspiring to see someone that's gone through that, particularly a woman who, you know, has led many agencies and things like that. And just have the, I have an advantage to be able to just communicate with her back and forth. If I have questions of how would you know you deal with these things or whatnot, of similar to a sounding board, but someone that actually can give advice that you respect. And I think what's so incredible about Big's program is that these kids respect their big. These littles respect their big. And that is something that you, I hope that you can grow up with, but you have to learn respect.
Well, and I mean, you see it right now. I mean, the biggest thing is when you see the look on a person's face who starts to talk about their mentor with sort of this adoration, you understand the impact. But there are some stats associated with mentorship. So
throw it down at me.
Or I will. So 1 in 3 young people grow up without a mentor. And I think that that's a pretty big deal. That's that's a third of the folks who grow up without a mentor, and I think that's tough. Young adults who are at risk but have a mentor are 55% more likely to enter college. 90% of them become become mentors themselves.
Yep.
And I think that points to the fact that you realize through failing and living after failure that like it's not life or death.
Right. And I think that's such a big thing that your mentor provides is they're like, hey, I've been there.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's just, it's having a person that you look towards and being like, is everything okay?
That's
and I think a lot of children look at a closest adult to them going, are you scared? Because I'm scared.
Yes.
And that adult has to look at them and be like, we're okay.
Yeah, we're going
to
be
and
okay.
And whether, you know, and it can be tough for parents that can't be there. Not
That's
because
right.
they don't want to be, but because there is hardships in each life that, you know, it's very hard for a family. And luckily, they have a program that they can put their child in that they know will get the support that they need.
Yep. And that's right. So the kids, the young adults who are at risk and have a mentor, 78% of them are more likely to volunteer.
Excellent.
So why don't you hit me with the sort of pricing point that Big Brothers Big Sisters gave to us about the impact that donations make within Thurston County?
All right. So they gave us their statistic of $50.
Yeah.
So Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Washington says that $50 would serve children and families at no fee within Thurston, Mason, Pacific County, Lewis County, and Grays Harbor County. That means that they have actually matches at 22 sites in 12 different cities throughout the region. Why is it so important that that $50 could then create no fee for those counties? Is that means that kids can come in and get a mentor.
Yeah.
And there's no cost for the parent.
That's right.
To come in and say, I need to sign my kid up.
That's right.
They're waiving that fee.
That's awesome.
Through your donation.
That's right. $50, $50 is essentially $5 a month for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Easy.
Yep. It's very easy to do. And if you decide you're just going to give a recurring gift $5 a month, then basically you've allowed for two different essentially matches.
Yeah.
Within Thurston County.
What's really cool is like, you also have the ability of sometimes when we see a need and something touches you, you can just give. right then.
Yeah.
One time.
That's right.
If that's what you feel, and you this is like a small passion of yours, you're like, you know, I do believe in mentoring, because, you know, you see the advantages through the statistics that we said, and yep, through your own experiences, and you go, I'm just going to give 50 now.
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. If not, and you're like, let's just hit that reoccurring button.
That's right.
You can do it.
That's right. And so for those of you who are interested, you've heard us talk a little bit about mentorship, and you recognize maybe you've had mentors in your life. So first of all, I will say, if you want to sign up to be a mentor for Big Brothers Big Sisters, they're always open to that. Mm-hmm. Visit their website. But if you want to start giving to the Big Brothers Big Sisters after hearing this podcast, go to our website and actually go to the Daily Drip. Or if you're listening to this on the website, click on the link that's right below this particular podcast and start giving that charity today. Right. This has been the Daily Drip.
We'll see you tomorrow. Never gets old.